Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we're talking about finding your niche, and I want to talk today specifically about having the expertise in the niche that you're going after. Now, about a year ago, there was a Jamaican restaurant that opened up near my house in Florida. And the odd part is that, you know, it seemed like a strange niche. There aren't a lot of Jamaican people anywhere near me. But for whatever reason, my parents came to visit and decided that they wanted to try this restaurant because they like to try new things. So we went in and the food, there was nobody in there. The food was terrible. It wasn't fresh. And it was very clear that the owner really had very little idea what she was doing. And it's made me think, you know, people open restaurants and people open restaurants that have never done it before. And so the thought maybe is maybe it would make sense to work for somebody first. And it was pretty clear to me that this woman had never been in the business before. And in fact, I had a discussion with her and this is her first foray into that business, into the restaurant world. So she had no idea what was going on. She had very little staff and the people she had were not very good. The food was awful, and the long and short of it was is the restaurant was closed in 7 months. So I think the first thing is if you're going to enter a niche, you've got to do the market research. And by doing the market research, you have to determine if there is demand out there for what it is that you're trying to drive. And the other thing you want to do is talk to people in the closest space possible. If there are others in a similar space, find out what they're doing. Find out some of the challenges that they had. And in a perfect world, if you're running a local type business and there are others out there, why not talk to people in different parts of the country or in different parts of the world that are running a very similar business? If you're not a threat and you're not competing with them, you'd be surprised how much those people will tell you. But really think about the demand that's out there for what it is that you're doing. And if you're really going to do this and you decide you really want to go after an endeavor, and maybe it's something new within the business that you're already in, maybe it's a brand new business altogether, or maybe it's just some endeavor or hobby that you want to take on, I would tell you that first and foremost, you want to perfect it on a small scale. Make sure you can make things work. So in other words, you know, if you're going to take on a new business venture, don't quit your job right away if you don't absolutely have to do it. Test the waters first. Make sure what you're working on is feasible and can work. And really, if you can get the business up and running before you give up your job, then you're that much further ahead and you've taken less risk in the process. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to help you move in the direction where you want to go. And I would just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And what it takes is just a commitment to joining me for a few minutes each day. It doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and let's get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on finding your niche by really talking about getting clarity around what it is that you want to do. But remember for today, if you're going to get into something, make sure you have the expertise to do it. And what better way than something that you're already doing and you're just branching out a little bit farther, or having a great idea that you can work through before you have to fully commit to the endeavor.